Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday, last Monday of June, June 28th is upon us, and when I say us, I mean collectively the DJVers, all of us that put the program together, and all of us who are on the program today. Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's off for a couple of days to celebrate National Alaska Day, or whatever it is. Didn't she go out to
her grandfather's place?
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so there are a lot of things that have happened over the weekend. I guess the update on what's going on in Florida. I guess also the question here, and I say I guess a couple of times because I don't really know, and I'm not sure anybody is this greedy landlord stuff? Is it the city inspectors don't do their job? Combination of both? Bad luck for the people who live there? I guess those are the questions. There are many questions. And I guess the heartstrings of people who are watching, listening, It's a way for you to maybe look at a number of different things, including if you live in a place like that, what sort of things are possible to happen. The rubble, the numbers, I guess the numbers are where we ought to start, Victoria, because it seems the numbers keep going up, right?
Now they say that there are 9 confirmed dead. It could be more than that, but they're not sure at this point. 152 people are still unaccounted for. 134 have been identified, whether they have been rescued and taken to the hospital, or if they're, you know, part of the 9 who are confirmed dead. We're not really sure. So it's just, it's still awful. And this, a lot of people are equating this with, remember the Grenfell Tower fire in London?
Mm-hmm.
In 2017,
sure.
A lot of people are saying that, you know, that was avoidable, and so was this, and so
well, a lot of people are saying that, but I don't know what they ever found out about it after the fact. That's the problem.
Oh, cheap construction. They took in the Grenfell fire. They found out a lot of things about that building, and so just shortcuts that were taken. We know now that this building in Miami, a year before was. It failed inspection. And
well, last 2 or 3 years, looks like there's been a problem with it.
Yeah. One of Lewis's best friends lives 2 miles from this and has some former neighbors who moved from his neighborhood into this building, and they're unaccounted for, so he's been keeping up with the situation. And family members have been bussed over yesterday to pay their respects, to visit at the site, to watch the recovery efforts. Rescuers from Israel have come in they're helping the state, local, and federal agencies. Rescuers from Mexico are arriving today.
Is there expertise involved in that, or what is the reason for Israel and we don't have enough people? Why would there be people coming in unless there's a certain expertise that's required?
There could be. I don't know the details on that. I just know that that's what the local announcements have said, that they have rescuers there from Israel who arrived over the weekend, and that the rescuers from Mexico were coming today. And so they're carving out trenches. They're trying to contain. There's a deep-rooted fire that's way underneath the rubble. They're trying to contain that. It's a horrible scene. It really is.
Yeah. It is a horrible scene. There are those things that contribute to it, and you just hope that you're not, or anybody else is not there. But that's why I asked, is it greed? Is it the lack of inspection, the lack of pushing? If they knew that there were problems, why weren't they forced into fixing them? You know, those are questions. That's what government is supposed to be about.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty suspicious that the same developer has another building that's nearby, and that the mayors of both those towns have said if those people want to evacuate that building, that they are free to do so. So,
what does that mean, free to do?
They're
going to help them?
Yeah, it's definitely saying something.
When you say they're free to go,
meaning they can break their leases and they can get out, and that the city is going to make an exception for that if they don't feel that they're safe, that they can leave that building.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever the developer is obviously in the crosshairs at this point, right? I mean, whoever this company is, whoever the person is, they have now identified that the other building could also be unstable, which is just...
I'd like to know who the developer is. Is it a big national concern? Is it a local concern? Is it a family business? That tells you a lot often as well. Sort of trace the roots of it back. Probably not too difficult a thing to do. But the bottom line is, under the circumstance, you can't do much about what is. You can do something about what will be. You can't look in the mirror and say, oh, gee, I wish we'd have done this or that. Well, there are always lessons from these things, and it seems that we don't learn them particularly well because these sorts of things happen, not with frequency, thank heavens, but there are examples of these sort of things that have happened in the past, and so what do you do to eliminate them? Is it the human condition that you really can't get in the way of greed, and people have to have a conscience, otherwise there's not much hope. There's so many different variables on being a human being, on being a good human being, on being a solid citizen, and that's kind of what I want to find out, frankly, what the ramifications are. The other big thing, discussion over the weekend, was the sentencing of Derek Chauvin on Friday. He got 22 and a half years, and the judge or somebody, I mean, I guess the attorney general, said it reflects the seriousness of the crime.
People aren't happy with only 22 and a half years.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if it does reflect the seriousness of the crime. That could be, you know, a statement that's just kind of one of those CYA kind of statements. I don't know that that's going to be... I don't really know that that made anybody feel better.
Well, is anything enough under the circumstances? Was life in prison enough? Should he have been executed? It regurgitates all the things that happened during the process and during the event, and so...
Well, he was eligible for 40 years, so mm-hmm. to get half of that...
I thought it was 30.
The maximum would have been 40, so I think people suspected at least 25 to 30, mm. so 22 and a half felt, you know, a lot of people on social media over the weekend commenting that it didn't really feel like it was that much, and Beyonce's mother, Tina Knowles, commented that her nephew, and this is one of those cases where we just keep hearing this way too much, and she said it was disappointing because her own nephew was busted with, like, I don't know, a small amount of marijuana and got 20 years and is still in prison serving 20
years.
Where
is this?
Well, she's from Texas, so I don't know what state. She didn't say what state. She just said her nephew. And so she said this just felt like this was so unfair of a sentence. If he has 20 years for a small amount of marijuana and then you can kill George Floyd in front of the entire world and only get 22 years, doesn't really feel like...
Well,
it's
we all
enough.
Know the sentencing. There are all kinds of discussions going on that reflect or supposedly work into sentencing guidelines that are always up in the air. It seems that that debate's been going on for decades when it comes to the example that you just made. Why do we have... It actually goes deeper than what you've just suggested. It goes into who's in jail and why are they in jail, the kinds of crimes that get these stupid sentences, and what's going to happen to the guy in Los Angeles who shot the kid in the car? That guy should be taken out back and shot, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing about that sort of thing that seems consistent. But then each state has its rules and regs. That's what home rule is all about. It's kind of what we're talking about with regard to the voting. You know, we're not going to make a federal thing out of it. There are federal crimes. And that's something. Was he tried in a federal court or in a local Minnesota court? It was the Attorney General of Minnesota who tried, so that's a Minnesota thing. Could he be still? I think there's still room for the feds to try him on hate crime, probably the civil stuff. So he's not out of the woods yet. I think there's more to this that can come out of this, frankly. Than that. The heat is on. Pretty hot where I am here on the East Coast. What about you down in Memphis? What's it like in Memphis, Jay? Temperature-wise?
In Nashville, it's pretty humid and hot.
Yeah. Why do I always do that? Nashville, I think of Memphis and I forget Nashville. Yeah, Nashville. Nashville cats. It's hot. Okay, but it's usually hot, right? It's hot and humid. That's where it gets hot and humid down in those. I just can't imagine doing a lot of outside. Can you imagine the guys that are working on the roads? Or let's say a roofing outfit. You got to put a new roof on somebody's house, and that's what you do for a living. Huh? In this heat? Again, what's the temperature supposed to be where you are today, Victoria?
Well, today is supposed to be 91. We're in the 90s for the next couple of days, but over the weekend it was you know, yesterday I had to wear, last night we went out to dinner and I had to wear a jacket, so it
chilly.
Yeah, I mean, we're right here on the beach though, on the shore, and
cool,
so
nice.
Just yeah, I mean, well, just during the day we were sitting by the pool yesterday and we had to leave because it was cold, and we had friends on the beach and they had to leave because it got cold. It just really depends on which, you know, what the wind is doing, but then you can go half a mile inland and it was hot. So we're kind of lucky that we get a reprieve from it.
Well, the Pacific Northwest has a dome over it.
Well, they're having horrible weather. Oh, my gosh.
Drying out. So that means that stuff, well, normally that weather would head east, but it just seems to be staying there. It has been hot down in Southern California as well, but not, the drought's bad. And they have, at least up in the Northwest, thought ahead so that they have rain. They don't usually have a problem with rain anyway in the Northwest, because that's that whole area, Pacific Northwest, is usually pretty chilly at night, and it's usually pretty wet through most of the year, but not now. At least they have enough water on hand. They don't have that circumstance in Los Angeles because they don't have anybody thinking ahead. I just don't understand how. I say this all the time when Jennifer is here, how ridiculous the management is. Whether, is it just stupid? Is it stubborn? Again, lack of foresight. Is there a political reason not to have the rain barrels or collection points for rain when it does rain there? It's the simple stuff like that. This is what drives people nuts about government. And I go back to the situation in New Jersey. I'm sorry, not in New Jersey, down in Florida, where the building came. Who's doing the job that they get paid to do? That's the big question we should all have about government. You talk about police, but it's across the board. And when are we going to demand results and expect results? I think that's the question for all of us in so many different areas, because you see so much stuff breaking down. That's pretty appalling. Okay, so there's how we get started with Monday in an overview with Victoria and Jay. I'm Doug at 18 after the hour.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada. Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Three after the hour on the Monday DJV program. Jay's not, well, the first Jay's not here. The second Jay is. Matter of fact, the second Jay, Jay Kirshner, is about to enthrall us with her knowledge of social media. What's going on Twitter? What are people saying on Facebook, Instagram, etc., 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 etc.? In just a moment.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, let's get to what's going on at the Olympics. Seems like Serena Williams is the latest to pass. So what's the scoop? How many people have announced that they're not going, and what's the suspicion as to what other either individuals or groups just decide they're not going to go? Jay, what's your overview here?
Quite a few people. I mean, you have some basketball players who have been passing, also citing the fact that they just want to take a break. They want to take a rest with the NBA season being shifted a little bit later this year due to COVID stuff. People who could possibly make the finals, if it goes to Game 7, the NBA Finals, the very next day is when the Olympic Games are supposed to start. So some people just want to take a break. As far as tennis goes, Serena Williams is the latest to say that she's not going to be Tokyo-bound. Who was it? Naomi Osaka is passing on many different games because of citing mental health reasons. Simona Halep is sidelined because of injuries. But as far as Serena Williams goes, she said she hasn't really thought about it this year, and she's going to continue not thinking about it this year.
What's the stat? Her sister is also, what is it? Vanessa is her name, I think, right?
Venus.
Venus,
right. Okay, so what's the scoop on her? Where is she and the stats, they were pretty neck and neck for a long time. Then Serena overtook and became much more significant. Is that changing?
No, Serena's still pretty much top dog when it comes to the tennis world. I mean, Serena and Venus did win doubles at the Beijing Olympics. No, not Beijing. 2012. Where were the 2012 Olympics? 2008 was Beijing.
I don't remember.
But they won doubles in the 2012 Olympics. But yeah, Serena, I mean, she has four Olympic gold medals. Mm. She's pretty decorated. I don't think she necessarily needs to be in this year's if she doesn't want to.
Well, nobody should be if they don't want to be. What's the point of that? Why would you? There's no money in it. It's just sort of good to notch on your belt if you win something. Other than that, there's not much to it. The satisfaction of winning, but all the time that the athletes take getting ready, getting up to speed, getting stronger, getting more proficient, and then have this sort of thing flying around. It can't be comfortable for a lot of them who give up a lot. And there's a lot of people who give up a lot for the Olympics. All right, let's see what's going on in the Tour de France happens in France, right? Brittany, is that where it takes place?
Yeah, and it happened over the weekend, and just shortly after the starting mark, an overzealous fan with a cardboard sign that wanted to show their sign to the cameras stepped in front of the racers and created this whole big kind of pileup. Three racers ended up having to drop out because of that, and this woman fled the scene quickly after, so authorities are trying to track her down, and it could be a criminal case.
Yeah, great. All right, well, there's something about mindfulness in that whole thing. 40, whoops, make it 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini USA has announced the launch of Mini Anywhere, a custom retail platform that will provide dealers with the opportunity to offer Mini customers a fully digital end-to-end online shopping experience. The custom solution covers all factors of the purchase process, from the vehicle selection, trade-in, and monthly payment calculations, contracting, and e-signatures. It is all done online in as little as 30 minutes. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bodies have been recovered over the weekend from the building collapse in Surfside, Florida. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says that this is a slow, tedious process.
We have 6 to 8 squads that are on the pile, actively searching at any given time. We need to be sure that the pile does not fall on them, that it does not fall on any possible survivors.
Reports are coming out Monday that developers of the condo tower that collapsed were once accused of paying off local officials to get permits for the site, which needed $15 million in repairs just to bring it to code. On Sunday, the United States conducted airstrikes against the Iran-backed militia groups in the Iraq-Syria border region. The militias, they say, were behind recent drone attacks against U.S. military personnel in Iraq. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Pacific Northwest continues to be very hot, Dan Naraki reports.
The Pacific Northwest remains in the grips of a record-breaking heat wave that has already seen several new record-high temperatures already set. Most of the region will remain under an excessive heat warning for the next several days, with some areas seeing temperatures more than 30 degrees hotter than average. The heat even delaying the U.S. Olympic track and field trials on Sunday afternoon, after temperatures on the surface of the track were recorded in excess of 150 degrees. But relief should begin to come by Tuesday as temperatures fall in much of the region, but will still remain above average for the week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has a vaccine update.
Thrown off stride to reach its COVID-19 vaccination goal, the Biden administration is sending A-list officials across the country, devising ads for niche markets, and enlisting community organizers to persuade unvaccinated people to get a shot. The strategy has the trappings of a political campaign, complete with data crunching to identify groups that can be won over. But the message is about public health, not ideology. The focus is a group health official's term, the movable middle. Some 55 million unvaccinated adults seen as persuadable, many of them under 30. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
Scientists are warning the more the coronavirus spreads, the greater the risk of new variants emerging. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Take a sip of something cool at 34 after the hour, second half hour of this hour's DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off for a couple of days. So the situation in Syria, there are some things to report. See, is it confusing, Victoria, do you think? What's coming out of there? What was the reason and how did
confusing?
It shake out? Yeah, well, a little confusing. Well, what's the story, and then I'll pick out what parts of it I think are confusing.
Okay. So the U.S. military launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias in Syria. That's in retaliation for drone attacks. So the strikes were targeted against different sites that were used to launch the drone attacks on U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. Specifically, this comes from the Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. He said specifically the U.S. airstrikes targeted operational and weapons storage facilities at two different locations in Syria, one location in Iraq, and both of which lie close to the border between those two countries, and several Iran-backed militia groups, including Hezbollah, and they use those facilities. So that's why they were targeted. F-15, F-16 warplanes carried out the the airstrikes. They targeted those facilities. And we don't know if there are any casualties yet. It was too early to tell if there were casualties on the ground among civilians or militants, but that is the story, and so that's why we retaliated after those drone strikes. And
why is it up to us to retaliate?
Because they attacked us.
Well, you know what I mean. And there's all of this stuff back and forth. Maybe it's just me being tired of hearing this stuff, especially in the Middle East, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I don't know what the resolve is. You know, the people in Palestine, what do they do? What do the people that live in Israel do? All of that. And then it's mostly an outshoot of that, because the Muslims or the Iranians would say it's all the problems are caused by the Jews being in Israel. They don't belong there. So we're going to do as much as we can to disrupt. It's just an excuse. They're troublemakers. But there are people there who genuinely, the people who live in Palestine, who have no real homes to call their own. And there's a reason for the upset there.
Well, I think it's an important message to send to these militant groups that if they're going to attack us with drones, that we're going to take out their drone facilities. I think that's important.
Yeah, we should. No question.
Because if we didn't, then, everyone would say, oh, Biden's weak on Iran, and he's weak, it's just more of the same rhetoric that we'd be hearing at home.
Let's think about doing some. Let's say we decide we're going to blow up the Wuhan, facility in Wuhan that created and released the virus, the COVID. There is really specific evidence right now that when the Chinese said that the virus came from a seafood market, that's absolutely not true. So we're getting closer and closer to the international community knowing exactly what we all know, at least what I think we know, or what I know in my heart, is that these people released this on purpose from the laboratory. So there's no evidence of that.
That's your hypothesis, but there is no evidence of that so far.
There's no evidence that it didn't come from there either, though, Victoria. Right?
No, I'm only talking about, you're saying that they deliberately released that. We don't know that. I know, that's your opinion. We don't know that if we're going to stick to the facts
of
what
we have
solved.
You think you're going to find the facts out from the Chinese?
I think just to be truthful and factual about this is important. Mm-hmm. So the facts are that now this is an American researcher. He works for the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. He studies viral evolution, and his name is Jesse Bloom. He has a brand new research paper out where he says that the virus that caused the COVID-19 outbreak and pandemic did not originate at that seafood market in Wuhan. And he said the reason that he knows that is because he has found a series of deleted gene sequences from the virus's earliest days. However, earliest according to what China says, but it's actually not the earliest version of the virus. So there was a group of 45 sequences that he discovered looking at one research paper from March of 2020, so a little year ago in March. And so he analyzed all of that. That's what China had said. They put forth that data saying that this was the earliest known sequence. It came from the seafood market there in Wuhan. Well, it turns out that's completely not true. And I know that it's not a surprise to people who don't believe the Chinese government. And as you know, we don't. He was able to analyze 13 of the 45 sequences and noted their differences from those that had already been examined. Basically, what he found is that those sequences that China put forward coming from the seafood market, he said that those actually were not the original sequences because, genetics are pretty black and white, really. When you look at sequences, it's a puzzle. So you take out a puzzle piece, you put in a puzzle piece. I mean, there isn't a whole lot of room for interpretation.
Everywhere
and so he found that there were deleted sequences that predated that, meaning people had the virus. The virus existed in the Wuhan area. Now, he said, obviously, we're not going to get anywhere with the Chinese government. They're not going to say, well, actually, yes, it was already present in the lab, and then we went out into the seafood market, and people started getting sick. Well, when people started getting sick in Wuhan, that was already, the sequence of the virus had already changed. So that, and that's what he's saying in this new paper. Now, what is really weird, and he does not have an answer for this, is the National Institutes of Health, on their website, that sequence that he is now studying was also deleted from their website. And there are a few reasons that it could that could explain that. One, somebody at the NIH didn't want anyone else to know that it wasn't the original sequence. That's a conspiracy theory.
Protecting China.
Two, that the Chinese government and the World Health Organization didn't if they didn't sign off on this, then they don't want that information to be posted on other medical websites. So that's a possibility that they were the ones who said this is inconclusive and we can't post it yet, and that's why it was taken down. No one really knows, and that's kind of the next step that this guy Jesse Bloom is working on. He said it's, you know, he doesn't really, I don't know that we're going to get answers from the NIH either, which we should, because that's our own organization that should be held accountable and should absolutely be on the forefront of this. And, of course, you know, Fauci's boss has been under scrutiny lately, so I don't know. We'll see. Was this a cover-up? Did we know more? These are all good questions, but we don't have the answers to them.
All right. So also in the COVID department is a new shift from some of the prior thinking that companies could steer clear of mandating vaccines. Apparently, you look at some of the Wall Street outfits like Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan. The Morgan Stanley people say they're going to ban unvaccinated people from their offices. And J.P. Morgan basically says the same thing, that a mandate is on the way. Of course, Wall Street sort of runs by a different set of rules a bit. When it comes to other corporate outfits, the executives, though, are thinking about how we get people to come back to work. And a lot of people will say we won't come back to work unless there's some way of protecting ourselves, i.e. having all the workers inoculated, which for me, I don't know. I guess if I were working, if I had strong feelings about working for a company and I didn't want to get vaccinated, is there going to be a lawsuit here? If the company, which is privately owned, says you must be vaccinated, you haven't got a leg to stand on. You just don't.
And also the federal government updated those guidelines. I don't know if they're under the Federal Employment Act or something that's been updated. And so, yes, if your company says you have to have a vaccine in order to come back to work here, yes, you can try to sue them, but it's going to go nowhere.
Nah.
Because it's already been, it's already been updated. So
it's interesting information also, Victoria and Jay, about the different vaccination rates and who's getting sick. For example, in places around the country where there is little vaccination, less than 30% of the people in that area, in a county or in a city or in a state, if less than 30% have vaccinations, then about 5 or 6 cases per 100,000 are still developing. Whereas if you get the numbers get up higher to over 60%, only 2 cases per 100,000 residents is happening, and that's the status of the last week or so. So there's definitely, you can see it's easy to follow the bouncing ball here and see the benefits of having the vaccination. I'm not selling it because I don't sell vaccines, but I do from my own perspective, and that's what you hear from us, our own thoughts. I've been vaccinated. Victoria's been vaccinated. Jay, you had your first vaccine, if I remember right.
No, I'm fully vaccinated. A few months now, yeah.
I'm taking my, I had the 4 folks that work on the farm with me. We had the first shot. I got them all to have the first. And I said to them, you know, they're free to do what they want. And a couple of the kids didn't want to earlier on. And I just said, you know, it's probably better for everybody. We have a lot of people wandering on the farm. And I think that you should have a shot. And they all agreed with me. So they went to have the first shot, second shots today. It was reasonable. I didn't say, you know, I'm going to take you out back and shoot you if you don't get it done. But I think sometimes when you just use logic, which is not always the easiest thing to do to persuade people, because it's an emotional thing, the vaccine stuff. And it is overdone. We do have too many vaccines. I'm on that. But this is an individual. Take them, each one of them individually, and understand what they're all about individually. And this is something, for me anyway, that I believe pretty strongly in, frankly, and have right along. What's the story with it? Okay, so we have Pfizer, we have Moderna, they're solid. Johnson & Johnson, wasn't there a question about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, either here or someplace else? Why do I remember that in the last week or so?
I think that it's not just us here. I mean, we've talked about it, but it just feels like anecdotally, when we've heard stories of the breakthrough cases, meaning people who are fully vaccinated who still come down with the virus, anecdotally, most of them have had the J&J vaccine. So it just, I'm not really sure if, I'm happy I got Pfizer. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not looking to slander anybody, but I'm happy I got Pfizer.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so if you take a place like Marin County, which is north of Golden Gate Bridge, they've had 90% vaccine. They're 12 plus, 90% have had at least one shot. And they don't have any, even the Delta doesn't exist up there, that Delta variant. So it does tell you, I think, shows you, at least that's an interesting example of a county that's onto it. And then if you look at the other, if you look at some of the places in the Midwest, Kansas City, for example, St. Louis, places like that, where there is a pretty low vaccination rate, is a problem. And, you know, is it a political problem? I guess to a point it is. I don't see why we. There are a lot of people that think things through and think differently about it for whatever. But this, a lot of this stuff is irrational, and I say that lovingly. I just think a lot of these fear-based thinking is often irrational to begin with. But you know, it's built on a lot of traditions, a lot of what families say, what's inherited, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But think it through, work it through, and let's hope that the right thing is done by most people. It's 47 past the hour in the Monday DJV program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobilift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Nobilift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobilift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobiliftNA.com/save.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are 2 sets for the price of 1. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's 2 sets of Giza Dream Sheets for 1 low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tech Talk time on this Monday. It's 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan in her usual spot. Although I will say that Jay and I did a fine job on Friday going through the top five of this past week while you were out gallivanting with your husband, having fun, enjoying, was it your fourth anniversary? Fifth?
It was, fourth, yeah.
I kind of put it out of my mind because I didn't get invited. So that was maybe 4 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a story from Google this morning, Victoria, with a warning attached to it. What is Google and warnings? Does that mean the end of the world is coming?
No, this is actually a good development. So Google will now tell users when search results are rapidly changing around a breaking story. So some searches will now bring up a warning that says, it looks like these results are changing quickly. You'll get like a subheading of that. And so it will explain that if this topic is new, it can sometimes take some time for results to be added by reliable sources. So essentially, if you're searching breaking news and you Google it, whatever pops up that's brand new, that hasn't been verified by multiple credible sources, Google's going to let you know, hey, just so you know, this stuff is subject to change. And the reason that this is important is because a lot of things like, whether it's UFO searches, or if it's a, if it's, you know, an accident or a fire or a tragedy, something that happens where, you know, it's a developing story and the news keeps changing, like how many victims there were, how many people are in custody, things like that. Google is, this is a really important update to their algorithm. And so in a blog post, Google says that it's basically they want users to check back later when they found more results. So they don't want people to just take the first result and then run with it. And so this is initially appearing right now in the U.S.-based English language results of Google. They're going to be spreading this around to other languages and other countries soon. A sample Google search screenshot features the search, quote, UFO film traveling 106 miles per hour. And this is the example that Google gave. It was a reference to a recent tabloid story about a 2016 UFO sighting in Wales over in the UK. And they said that someone had gotten this police report video released in Wales and that it went viral really quickly, but it didn't get a lot of press coverage. So they Google said this was a perfect example of when they wanted to slap the label on it, saying, this is new, we haven't fully verified it yet, and this will continue to change, but yes, this is trending, and this video has been released from, you know, or was stolen from police custody. And so right. Google says as people are searching for it and they're seeing things on social media that maybe the major news outlets haven't picked up yet, they want to kind of just, you know, essentially cover their own bases and make sure that everybody is not spreading more misinformation, which is obviously something that everyone should be interested in curtailing, because that's a huge problem.
Right. Okay, up next, Windows 11, an update on that from Victoria after this.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments, and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
All right, Victoria, what's the deal, the update on Windows 11 for those of us who use Windows 10? And if I had a gun, I'd probably use it on my on my Windows 10, but I don't have a gun, fortunately, so I suppose I could toss it, but...
Well, we know that you've been keeping, that you maybe single-handedly have been keeping Internet Explorer alive, and so
yes.
Windows
Yay!
11 has a new update. So at one point in Windows 10's lifetime, you could have had the Internet Explorer, you could have had the legacy version of Microsoft Edge, and you could have the Chromium-powered Edge all installed at the same time. All that's going to get streamlined. So those trio of browsers, basically, it has been problematic, right, if you have Windows 10. Now with Windows 11, Windows Internet Explorer is going to be completely gone. So the Internet Explorer 11 desktop application is not available on Windows 11. Microsoft Edge is now the new official default browser for Windows 11. So when you do the free upgrade from Windows 10 to 11, a lot of people are finding that their computer doesn't meet the requirements. So what you need to do is go to the PC Health Check app and find out what exactly you need to do. You probably need to free up some storage space before you can download Windows 11.
Yeah, well, somebody be trying to sell you a new computer, too. Watch out for that.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than six, and it should not not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.